Oh, yeah, in the studio, Jim and Tom from Jimmy Eat World. Welcome to the country, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Lovely to have you guys here. Two shows in. How's it feeling?
Great.
Really good.
Nice to be back in Australia.
Oh, it's awesome.
A little while. Was it the Soundwave Festival you were here last for? Or was there?
I think we played. No, we did a run of club shows.
Did
in between the Soundwaves
and the Green Day shows as well.
Yeah,
which were pretty massive.
Yeah. And definition of massive.
Yes. Well, this is what they do. Yeah. This is what. I mean, you guys played just before them last night.
I know. This is like an underplay for them. This is like a small club show for Green Day is doing Soundwave headlining.
Have you seen them play like giant sort of stadiums?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was Milton Keynes? In the
England.
UK. Yeah, yeah, it was like
76,000.
76,000.
Oh, how about you guys? Are you ready for the show tonight as well?
Definitely. Yeah. Choosing a set at a festival is definitely like a different thing than like a headlining gig. The assortment of like passive kind of listeners and hardcore fans that are all like in the same spot, so you do have to kind of think about that a little differently. Club shows are great because you get to kind of spread out a little bit and play.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Whatever you want?
Just all.
Yep.
How much whatever you want have you put into these club shows?
This is our first one.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So we'll have to let you know that tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's all ages as well.
Yeah.
It's a great one.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. Which is good because there's actually there's actually a birthday to celebrate. Someone actually turned 15 just yesterday. In fact, today in America.
Right.
Happy birthday to Clarity.
Yay.
15 years old over the last couple of days. How's that feel?
It's pretty wild. I think as time goes on, it's easier and easier to continue to go on in a way, because I think we do a really good job about taking in like just how amazingly fortunate we are.
But well, people like Michael said, Clarity's 15 years old today, still my favorite record. Happy 15th anniversary, says Adam, to one of the best albums of the 90s, one of my personal favorites. And Logan says, if Jimmy Eat World's Clarity wasn't part of your formative musical experience, then you're living an incomplete life. Which is brutal. It's brutal. Like that time, there was that, and then there was Bleed American right after, and they both sort of went crazy. But before that, I read that it was two of you guys actually went to preschool together.
Yeah, Zach, our drummer, and I, his mother was our preschool teacher. So I've known him.
Whoa. Was that weird?
It's only weird when I... Yeah, it's weird. You know, I mean, you think back about people that you're friends with when you were younger and how many of them you keep in touch with. And, you know, he's one of the people I spend the most time with today.
And you have been since
back then. I've known him for so that long.
Oh, my gosh. And you guys played in a whole bunch of bands as you were growing up.
I don't know how serious you'd say.
They didn't really last long.
Yeah, it was sometimes like in high school or in junior high, you'd get together and you'd go jam at people's houses. And like in your own like little world, you'd be considering that a band.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Well, what sort of stuff would you jam?
Whatever, like NoFX songs or...
Yeah, we band that I played in. We did like Sheena as a punk rocker.
So some Ramones as well.
Like a Ramones song. We did like Social Distortion song.
I saw you cover a Cars song in one of those
Cars,
things.
Cars, yeah.
And you've probably played with most of those bands since. You would have played with NoFX, would have played with Ramones.
Yeah, that's what's insane.
I've got Jimmy Eat World in the studio playing tonight and tomorrow night. Sydney tonight, all ages at the Hi-Fi, and Melbourne tomorrow night at the Forum. Let's have a listen to something a little bit less 15 years ago from their last record. This is I Will Steal You Back. Jimmy Eat World on Triple J. On Triple J, that was I Will Steal You Back by Jimmy Eat World. Jim and Tom are in the studio. That guitar solo, is that yours, Tom, or is that yours, Jim? Who gets to do that?
I think I do that one. Yeah, on iTunes. Yeah, it's me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Triple J, Greg's on the line. Greg, say good day to Jimmy Eat World. Greg from Dundee in Scotland, who now lives in Sydney.
Hey, hi, Greg. Guys. How's it going? Let's talk at the same time.
Hey. Hey, dude, why does Jimmy Eat World hold a special place in your heart?
They're actually the first band I ever seen live in Glasgow when I was like 14. It was awesome.
Oh, wow. At Barrowlands?
Yeah. Like, my friend's parents drove us down, and it was amazing.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Great crowds there.
Yeah, it's a great venue.
Yeah.
It's also a beautiful, iconic venue. My friend's parents actually used to go dancing there when they were courting.
Yeah. At the museum there's a whole history of Barrowlands. It's like a, you know, you can see pictures of the legit ballroom kind of hang.
My parents were from Dundee, but I think they had a similar setup with the old ballrooms and stuff.
But you went dancing there in 2004 when you saw Jimmy Eat World play.
I remember, like, the gig so vividly. Like, I even remember the support band, a band called Apartment, who were really good as well. And it was just like a fantastic day, and it's something I'll never forget.
And you doubled it up yesterday at Soundwave.
Yeah. Well, I've actually seen Jimmy World probably like maybe half a dozen times since then. So Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for chatting to us today, man.
Yeah, cheers.
I'm talking to Jimmy Eat World, not from Australia or from Scotland, but from Arizona. Weird shit going on in Arizona at the moment.
There is.
Yeah.
My goodness. What is going on, in case people are a little bit confused what we're talking about?
There's a bill that passed the House legislature. Coffee's just kicking in. That's awaiting yay or nay from the governor, that's basically under the guise of religious freedom, saying that you have the right to refuse service to anyone based on your religious beliefs. It's focused at the LGBT community. Mm.
So if you're a shop owner and you're a very strong, you belong to a religion who is against gay people, bi people, etc., you can use that religion as a defense to not serve those people.
I don't know what crazy, yeah, insane religion you subscribe, yeah, to that makes you so insecure that think that like someone you don't agree with is going to...
Surely, but you just want to sell stuff? I don't understand.
I want to film a public service announcement, mm-hmm, entitled, Arizona, we're not all assholes. It's tiring defending, yeah, Arizona sometimes because there are such crazy people there.
It's also very beautiful and there's awesome,
yeah,
stuff.
No, yeah, no, I mean, and I don't see any of that in the scene that we're in, that we hang out with, the people, mm-hmm, we hang out with, the larger community that we're involved with. I don't see any of that, but it's just, there's crazy people there too.
Yeah, well, welcome to Australia. There's crazy people everywhere.
Yeah, I guess so, right?
On Triple J, I have Jim and Tom from Jimmy Eat World in the studio.
Triple J.
Check 1, 2. Hey, check.
Feels so good. Coming up, we have some Esteban on Triple J, your smooth jazz station.
You're going to have to explain to me what Esteban is.
Esteban?
Yeah. Come on.
Is smooth jazz like a thing here?
Not as big as it should be, but it should. We should have it. I mean, we've got a hip hop show, we've got a metal show, we've got a punk rock show, we've got a roots show. We don't have a smooth jazz show.
I used to work retail in an art supply store, and like, mm-hmm, the only approved station we could play was a smooth jazz station. So it was like, you know, stuff that's so not offensive that it's horribly offensive.
Like elevator music, lift music, like Muzak kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was a whole lot of Lady in Red, and
yeah, that's good though.
Feels so good. Did it. Yeah, just like that,
man. And this is how you guys kind of sort of got the ideas for the music that became Jimmy Eat World, that sort of stuff.
Pretty much. You know, there is definitely some stuff that crept into songs based on like just that subconsciously streaming in. I can't. You hear the smooth jazz influence on some of our records.
Mm.
It's no coincidence.
Yeah, on the earlier stuff.
Earlier stuff, like sort of pre Jimmy. You don't really release this stuff. Pre Clarity, that sort of thing.
I think it was actually around Clarity that was happening.
Okay. Anyway, who are you excited to see? I know you guys are stoked about Rocket from the Crypt being on this tour.
Yeah.
Anyone else that you get a chance to see?
Gwar, Satyricon. I'd love. I mean, seriously, I don't. You know, it's great because like there's so many different types of bands playing that, and a lot of them you don't get a chance to see at home because you're on tour.
Yeah.
So it's great that we can all be in the same place, and then there's five shows to, so you don't have to feel like you have to do it all at once.
Who else were we talking about? Yes, we were talking about Rob Zombie.
I'd love cool to see Rob Zombie.
There's just like, yeah, there's tons of bands.
AFI is always fun. We're buddies with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're always awesome.
They're going to be on the show later in the week, isn't it?
Yeah, really nice guys.
Lovely guys. Well, I'll tell you what, there's another band that's really stoked that you guys are here. August Burns Red have been tweeting, we always seem to be on tour when Jimmy Eat World comes through town, so I never get to see them. Today was cool. And, you know, I've always wanted to tour with Jimmy Eat World. Soundwave counts, right? There you go. Dustin from August Burns Red is stoked. He was watching the side of stages yesterday as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a cool experience, man. There's really nothing else like it, doing Soundwave. Because everyone travels together, or a lot of people travel together. And it's always interesting seeing like everyone else's, like the normal people who are just at the airport, seeing this Satanist convention all of a sudden get off the plane. It's pretty rad.
Just like so many tattoos, like everyone, like dreadlocks. It's so funny.
I mean, comparatively, you guys are fairly modest looking.
I know, that's why we brought the dude with the beard.
That's why you got the beardy, scared beardy guy.
Yeah, I gotta fit in.
I know, we need something.
I mean, I've got to say, this has probably got the most dreadlocks on the Soundwave for a little while as well, because there's a lot of them this year.
Yeah.
With your Rob Zombies and your corns and stuff. Are there like official like Soundwave activities that people are sort of hanging out at? I mean, besides the bars.
Yeah.
Besides the after parties and all that kind of business.
There's a Soundwave botanical garden tour. butterfly gardens, you know, Soundwave.
That's a four.
That's the Gwar guys, isn't it? They organize that, didn't they?
Yeah, the Gwar. We got to.
Just the dreadlock guys.
Gwar and Satyricon are going to Butterfly Gardens.
Yeah, idea. Now, what is your plans for the rest of the year?
Well, after Australia, we'll go back home. We've been writing new stuff. We've been like kind of demoing, recording, writing. So we'll probably continue with that. What I'd love to do is kind of make most of it on our own and then maybe have someone else mix it.
So like a cross between the last couple of albums.
Yeah.
Mix it up.
But that, you know, that could change. But it just depends on the material.
Exciting. Well, there you go. That's the year sorted then.
Done.
Done. Absolutely. what about in Australia? You got any plans when you're not here in Australia to do any days off plans?
Well, I think we have some time off in Melbourne, which will be nice because I think when we've done tours in the past, we've always had kind of a lot of time in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Sydney.
Yeah, but Melbourne's pretty awesome. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
Good coffee, at least.
Yeah, hit us up with your favorite coffee spot in Melbourne.
And don't write the Triple J Studios, because I promise you that is incorrect.
My Yelp review of the Triple J Studios will reflect the poor quality of your instant coffee.
Hey, Jim, Tom, thank you so much for coming in
today,
dude.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.